You're listening to Daily Sales On Demand for CEOs, the podcast for entrepreneurs, CEOs, and sales professionals that want to make more money, grow faster, and make a bigger impact. I'm your host, Ryan Dowdy, former director of sales and college athlete turned entrepreneur. Here's your 20-minute or less dose of sales, mindset, and leadership training to help you hit your income goals. Let's dive in.
Okay. Hello, 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 and welcome back to our live simulcast for today. We're going to talk about how to re-engage a lead that has gone. I have an ecosystem of people. Maybe I have some Instagram followers. I have a Facebook group. I have LinkedIn connections. Maybe I have an email list, but I just haven't spoken to these people in a while. Where do I start? What do I do? Right? So what I'm going to talk about today is just some ideas and strategies to really help you re-engage those leads in your ecosystem. And it's actually one of the first things that we recommend with our clients that we work with on audience growth and filling their conversion events and different things like that, is understanding that the existing ecosystem, right? The people that are already following you, like, there is money in that ecosystem currently today. I promise, right? Like, I would argue that in some instances, there's hundreds of thousands of dollars in our existing ecosystems if we would go out into the world and talk to those people. So how do we re-engage someone that has gone cold? And there's a couple of different reasons a lead could go cold, right? Maybe they have fallen off in communication, or maybe you have fallen off in communication, right? I don't think that there is a wrong answer here, but one way or the other, it's how do we go deep with these people? So if they are people who are currently in your ecosystem and they have gone cold, using air quotes, because you have stopped communicating because you got busy running a business and a lot of the other things, and you know that lead nurture process is a challenging one. Like, how do you circle back with that person? For me, I never apologize for that, because not to sound snarky, but they probably didn't notice, right? Like, the people who were really engaged and wanted to buy probably did or didn't, right, during that communication. But the people who were still on the fence, were still being qualified, were still being nurtured, who weren't ready, like, they probably didn't notice that they haven't heard from you for 2 or 3 months. So don't worry about like going back and being like, oh, Sarah, I'm so sorry. You know, we haven't connected in a couple of months. Like, there's no reason to do that, in my opinion. I just like to pick the conversation up where we left off. So the first thing that we have to do if we have fallen out of engagement with this person is we have to get their attention, right? Treating this just like we would if they were a brand new lead to our ecosystem. The good news is, though, it just won't take as many touch points to re-engage them because they already know us because we've already been in communication. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to start engaging with that person on social media. So whichever your platform is, if it's Facebook, if it's Instagram, if it's LinkedIn, doesn't matter. But if I say, hey, I stopped communicating with Sarah on Instagram. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to pull up Sarah on Instagram. I'm going to like a couple of things. I'm going to leave a few comments, you know, I'm going to go from there. So the first thing I want to do is just re-engage in a friendly way, just by getting their attention, getting into their ecosystem. Remember, when we are commenting and when we are engaging with other people, we want to make sure that our comments are thoughtful and thought-provoking, right? So remember, engagement isn't just like dropping a fire emoji and going, right? It is actually read what they wrote, comment, et cetera, like really focusing on saying something interesting and getting their attention in that way. So the first thing we do is a couple of touches and a little bit of engagement to warm them up. You can do that for 2 or 3 days if you want. Totally up to you. And then from there, we're going to pop directly into the DMs from there. And again, no apology needed, no explanation of where you've gone, no explanation of why they haven't heard from you. I totally don't think that that is necessary. I would just go straight for, you know, hey, Sarah, I noticed this, this, and this. Like, what are you working on? Or, hey, Sarah, looks like your family vacation was great. You know, this, this, and this. How is this going? I noticed that things are going really well for you here or there. So I always want to A, use their name, B, make it personal. Let them know that, hey, you popped up in my newsfeed, or hey, I noticed this thing that you're doing. So always finding that connection point that's really personalized to them, and then asking a question and just literally starting the conversation over. And if there's anything that you can use from previous conversations to pull forward in this conversation, do that. So it might be, hey, Sarah, last time we spoke, you were getting ready to launch this, this, and this. How did your launch go, right? And this is why we're a big fan of lead tracking and taking really excellent notes, because when you're able to re-engage in a meaningful way and say, hey, I remember our conversation, that's even going to spark that a little bit more, right? So if you haven't started doing this, I recommend that you do take notes about the people that you talk to. So if they do go cold for either your reasons or theirs, that there is a way to re-engage in that conversation and say, hey, I remember our previous conversation. So it's, hey, Sarah, you know, last time we spoke, this was going on. How are things going? Hey, Sarah, it looks like you've had a super busy summer. How are things going since you've got the kids back in school? And then I'm just really picking up the conversation in a casual way. How are things going, right? Just like we would if you were to run into an old friend at a barbecue, right? Okay, what's going on? How are things going? All of those different things. So we keep it just very conversational, very lighthearted. And then from there, let them know why you're reaching out. And we always do this, right? Doesn't matter where in our ecosystem this comes from, is we always tell them why I'm here, right? I'm reaching out because I wanted to talk because I wanted to do this because, and again, the because has to be about them, not because I'm doing this or I'm doing that or I this, right? I'm reaching out because last time we spoke, you were getting ready to launch and I'm hosting a free workshop next week specifically for this, this, and this. Would you like to attend? Right? Or can I help you get registered for that? So we're telling that we're re-engaging, we're bringing up past stuff, we're starting that conversation, and then we're going straight for whatever the invitation is, typically to a conversion event of some kind. Or if you're going straight into qualification and going directly into qualification from there, you can just kind of re-qualify or invite them directly to maybe a connect call or a qualification call of some kind. So either one of those strategies would work. It just depends on what your objective is in re-engaging that lead. If you're getting them into a conversion event or if you're trying to get them specifically into a consultation. So like I said, no apology needed, bringing up any past stuff, making that connection, making it about them, and then directing them where you want them to go, just as you would if they were a brand new lead, right? So this is someone, like I said, who maybe you have stopped following up with just because of lack of time, things going on, et cetera, and just kind of starting that re-engagement. We often see re-engagement happen a lot too when you hire your social seller or you bring in somebody to support you on kind of that nurture and that engagement of your audience. You know, we see that re-engagement happen there as well, but this is re-engaging your leads. So now let's talk about a different scenario. Let's say in this scenario, this person has kind of gone cold on you. You've done a handful of follow-ups. You've been pretty persistent in your follow-up process, and maybe you've kind of let that lead sit for, you know, 30 days or so, which is typically what we recommend, is being pretty aggressive, you know, pretty consistent in your outreach, in your follow-up, and then letting some time go by. So it might be a couple of weeks, maybe like 30 days. I try not to let too much time go by in that follow-up, just because if too much time goes on, they might have gone in a different direction or bought from somebody else or that sort of stuff. So I think 30 days is a reasonable amount of time for this. And then I'm going to start the process the exact same way. I'm going to go onto their profiles. I'm going to like, I'm going to comment, I'm going to engage a little bit, and then I'm going to pop in and ask a question. When you're re-engaging someone who maybe hasn't been following up with you, I also like to think of things that are pattern interrupts, right? So if you've been talking to somebody a lot about business, pivot and talk about personal. So maybe they recently went to, you know, we're getting ready to go to Funnel Hacking Live, which is an event, right? It's like, oh my gosh, I saw that you just went to Funnel Hacking Live. How was your trip, right? Those types of things that get them outside of like, hey, are you ready to buy, you know, and get into something they're excited about. I also find that responding to stories is an excellent way to re-engage leads that have gone cold, because you're responding directly to something that's happening in real time and is of interest to them. And we know it's of interest to them because they've shared it, right? So if they have gone cold, again, I'm still doing that warm-up process, but then I try to do a little bit of a pattern interrupt in that outreach, meaning totally changing the topic of what we were discussing previously. Another way is to pull out of, again, you know, that qualification process and invite them to something or to provide value in some way. This is also an excellent way to re-engage your old leads. So say, for instance, it's been about 30 days. You haven't been in touch with them. You're circling back around and it's, hey, Kelly, you know, it's been a few weeks since we spoke, but this podcast really made me think about this, this, and this in our last conversation. Or, hey, Kelly, we haven't connected in a couple of weeks, but I watched this YouTube video and I thought of you. And really kind of, hey, this I thought of you idea, and here's something I think that would be valuable that relates to our previous conversation, is also an excellent way to kind of get that re-engagement going, get them excited around this idea of, you know, around this idea of something that you've made them feel important. You've told them you remember something about them. You've given them something. You've asked for nothing. And all you're doing is really engaging. So that's really kind of the important piece of this, is re-engaging in that way. So again, letting them know, hey, I think this is valuable and interesting, and even better if it doesn't necessarily come from your company. Like, yes, of course, we want to share our content. We want people to listen to our podcast and watch our videos and be here on our lives. And we love that. But even better if it's just a totally outside resource, right? There's nothing in it for you at all, but just, hey, other than I thought of you. Another excellent, excellent way to re-engage a cold lead is to make an introduction for them to someone else, right? Like, hey, Melissa, I really feel like you need to meet Sarah. I think you guys have a lot in common. I think there'd be a lot of value here. So when you're re-engaging somebody who's kind of not re-engaging back with you, oftentimes providing value by way of free resources, by way of connections, that's helpful. And then even inviting them back into something you have going on by way of a conversion event or maybe a free live training or something along those lines. So really leveraging your resources there. I would not re-engage a cold lead who has not been responding to you directly with an ask, right? I wouldn't be like, hey, Kelly, we haven't talked in a couple of weeks. You want to hop on a call and talk about this, this, and this, right? Again, sometimes it's just a little too abrupt. And we want to make sure we take a step back, really focus on that connection, focus on service, and re-engage from there. But the pattern interrupt is one that works well as well. So 100%, I think this is where the rubber hits the road in long-term lead nurturing and really building a long-term pipeline in your business that creates that daily sales, right? That's the system we teach is daily sales on demand, is really focusing on how can we provide value, right? We never want to be that person who's just in somebody's inbox being like, are you ready yet? Are you ready yet? Are you ready yet? Or that person who's just constantly take, right? We want to make sure, how can we give? How can we serve? And understanding that the direct messages aren't necessarily the only way to re-engage. You can definitely re-engage by engaging in their content. Maybe if you get into their email, something my team does really well is we will bounce from platform to platform, right? So maybe your platform of choice is Facebook, and that's where you are sharing most of the content with your team, or that's where the company you work for is doing that. But your ideal client or this person you're engaging with, maybe LinkedIn is where they prefer to hang out. So don't be afraid to go meet them where they are, and don't be afraid to leave the platform, right? So identify the lead, right? Melissa might be the lead, but if I engage on Facebook, but Melissa prefers LinkedIn, that's also an excellent way to kind of re-engage someone who is not as responsive, because maybe they're not responsive because it's not their platform. It's not where they spend a lot of their time. So I kind of sent you in a couple of different directions today, but let's kind of put a bow on this. The first things first is always start with a little bit of warm-up when we're re-engaging. And by warm-up, I mean likes, comments, engaging on the newsfeed, engaging with them. And then when we are popping into that DM, making sure we're always making it about them. No apology needed for the time past, right? No explanation. I don't really think that that's necessary. It's just popping right into creating that connection. And then any previous information that you have about them or conversations you had with them, bringing that to light, making them feel important, making them feel seen, heard, and understood, right? That's what sales is really about. And then finding a way to provide as much value as possible. And then finally thinking through pattern interrupts. What are some ways that I can change the conversation that might engage them, right? Because that the example, the way you were going didn't work. So maybe really finding that pattern interrupt. So I hope that this is a helpful conversation. Like I said, and I'll kind of wrap this up with what I talked about at the very beginning, was this idea that it is extremely likely that there are hundreds of thousands of dollars in your existing ecosystem if you had a strategy like this in place, if there was consistent engagement happening, if there was consistent conversations happening. So I love new leads. We're huge fans of new leads, but sometimes it's not about new leads. It's who's already here, right? It's really focusing on going deep with those people that are in your ecosystem. So if that's something that you want to work out a plan for or need help with deploying in your business, please make sure that you connect with myself or a member of my team, one of my social selling experts, and we'll see how we can help you. Thanks for being here with us. The rest of you have a fantastic day, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye now.
Thank you for listening to the Daily Sales On Demand for CEOs podcast. If you've gotten any value out of this podcast, we'd love if you go to iTunes and leave us a review. Screenshot your review and share it with us on Instagram @Social Sellers Academy. And thanks for listening.